Out of Bounds with William Kwok and Bush.
3, 2, 1.
Contact established.
We are WCCP 105.5, The Roar.
Two, Out of Bounds, William Quagamus, Kelly Gramlich. We're live in the Blue Ridge Security Solutions studios. This hour brought to you by Monahan Company Real Estate. They're the best, I'm telling you. Celebrating 10 years in business, serving Clemson and Tri-County area. Like them on Facebook or stop by the office, 422 College Avenue. Call Monahan Company Real Estate at 639-1188. You can see Brad and Ben. They're making the rounds. They were at Complete Nutrition today. Thanks to people who stopped by for that. Tomorrow they're going to be at the Butcher's Block from 9 to 12. That's exciting. Then we're on 9 to 12 on Friday, so they can be live at Local Q in Greenville.
Back to our old stomping grounds.
That's right.
The 9 to noon.
blast from the pad, a little throwback Friday.
Back when we were young. And then 9 to noon. But, yeah, so they'll be at Local Q, and we love Local Q here on Out of Bounds.
Local Q.
That's what you say. In all seriousness, we do love Local Q.
Yes, we do.
My personal favorite, Giant Jenga. They have ping pong. They have shuffleboard. They have pool, or for the uppity billiards. They have pretty much everything there. They have cornhole, all of that with a full bar. It is 21 and up, but it has a sports bar atmosphere, tons of TVs to watch every game you could ever think of. They have their Clemson Carolina room, which you can rent out for events. I mean, they have it all. Really good food, too. Nachos, pulled pork sandwiches. I've had their tacos, their wings, all delicious. So go see them. That's Local Q, 13 Orchard Park Drive in Clemson, or in Greenville, excuse me, localq.com. And go see Brad and Ben there on Friday from noon to 3. Go have lunch with Brad and Ben.
Correct. Should we tweet out our lists?
Should we?
Of five players, just so people know what they are.
You were laughing at mine. I don't know if I want to put
it out. The only one I laughed at was Matt Klain.
Yeah.
That's the only one I laughed at.
I heard you.
That's the only one I laughed at. I'm sure he did.
Yeah.
I'm sure he did.
Probably never call into our show again.
Probably. Yeah, he'll be okay. He'll be all right. Like Lindsey Buckingham. I'll get you a cookie cake. I get him a cookie cake.
Wait, why do you think Matt needs a cookie cake? What are you trying to say?
I'm just saying some people like cookie cake. Wait, I like cookie cake. What are you trying to say about people that like cookie cake?
I mean, aren't you a bigger guy?
That always eat cookie cake. I'm a bigger guy.
You're a bigger guy.
Well, bigger than some.
Okay.
Bigger than some.
I do have some breaking news over here.
Breaking news!
From my end.
Yes.
Before we get to our hump day headlines, which is coming up, vastly approaching, we have some new pets at the station.
Oh,
no. Don't worry. It's not a mouse, because I wouldn't be on air right now. I'd be running away. It's not a mouse. It's nothing scary. Lee Harper comes and gets me during the break. I walk outside and look back there, back behind the station. We have three Bambis and a mom.
You realize what you've done.
What have I done?
There is someone loading the truck
now
with a shotgun.
No, please don't.
And he's coming.
Please don't come and hurt Bambi.
Somebody's got a hunting rifle, and he's coming down to sit on top of the tower and try to pick off the Bambis. That's what you've done.
No, I didn't even think about that.
You got
that.
People cranking up diesel engines right now, rolling out of their gravel driveways, and they're coming to the station right now to try to do this. That's what you've done.
This is going to be a stupid question, but is it hunting season? Is it? Not yet, right? It's in the fall.
It's in the fall.
You can't hunt in August.
Fall. If you got private land, you can hunt whenever you want.
Oh, okay. But this is not,
it's not
open
public.
To the public.
This is not public.
To come kill Bambi.
No.
But we have three baby deers and a mom.
Three baby deers, huh? Three baby deers.
It's exciting.
Little deerlets.
Better than
mice. Little deer calves. Definitely better than mice. Do they eat mice? I know snakes eat mice. Do they?
I don't think
deer don't eat mice.
Eat mice.
No.
I don't think so. But, I mean, it would be appreciated because we have had some mice history.
Yes.
It's been a troubled past.
You can't. You can't. I mean, we're getting people on the text line. You can't. You can't just hunt whenever you want. But I still say, like, if it's my private property and nobody hears, like, I can do whatever I want. But yeah, hunting season. It's not open yet. Texas says, evidently people that hunt cannot live in subdivisions with paved driveways that drive gasoline burning cars. I don't know why that image came to my head of somebody just chucking, like basically grabbing a gun, chucking in the back and like wheeling out of there with dust flying. Kick the dust up. That's what I felt like. That's what I felt like it was coming out of the driveway.
You couldn't do that in your economy sedan.
No, I could not.
No, would not work.
Would not do it. Golf clubs in the back, yes. Hunting rifle? No. No, ma'am. Not me. Not in that car. Dear R. Herbivore's texture, that is correct.
Oh, no.
That's correct.
Tiger Todd sends a picture. He says, obviously. On my way now. He has his shotgun in the back of his car. Turn around, Tiger Todd.
He does.
Not my Bambies.
Deer are herbivores, obviously.
Oh.
That was a joke.
Yeah.
That was a joke.
They eat grass.
They're obviously herbivores.
That's why they're lower on the totem pole, you know?
We feel like sometimes people feel the need to lecture us like we don't know anything.
You know, sometimes we get that.
We know that deer are herbivores. Segment. We were trying to segue from mice to deer.
Well, I'll be honest. I wasn't really sure that deer were herbivores.
Okay.
But you do know, we do know that little deers, baby deers, are fawns and not deer calves, as you put it earlier.
My gosh. Exactly. Exactly right. Sometimes, I'm not going to say that. That's crazy. Hey, this hour, they may not want to sponsor this hour. Tiger Sports Shop sponsors this hour of the program. They're still for the Clemson fan, by the Clemson fan. Founded by Coach Ayam Ibrahim, who was a wonderful ambassador for the school and for the Clemson community. He wanted to make sure that his reputation and legacy remain intact in the Tiger community, and that has happened through the work of his wife, Julie, and through the great people working at Tiger Sports Shop. The passion that he had for Clemson was unparalleled. It's left us with a gem right here in Tiger Town, the Tiger Sports Shop. Everything you need. They're the exclusive sideline Nike apparel provider for Clemson. Anything you see on game day, you can get it there. Orange or purple galore, Tommy Bahama gear now available. Keychains, bumper stickers, rain jackets. I love buying hats there. I love getting dry fit there. I get a lot of birthday, Christmas presents there. For, like, we're trying to get Harper because neither one of her parents graduated from Clemson. We're trying to get Harper outfitted as much Clemson stuff as possible.
What a shame.
Shop for Harper there all the time.
That is your duty as an uncle.
Absolutely. 364 College Avenue, downtown, 1102 Tiger Boulevard on Highway 123. Good mind, see him.
All right, we're going to segue now.
Yeah.
From our Bambi discussion. Going to keep a watch, though, on the outside of the station, make sure no one comes by to hurt my Bambies.
Yes.
Anyway, Hump Day headlines time. Here on Out of Bounds.
Yes.
Going to hit you with three headlines you need to know today. Some exciting stuff. I have two football-related headlines for your hump day and one golf-related. I think you're going to find the golf one interesting, Kwok. I will say, this is a quick little headline. Just retweeted it from our station account, at 1055 The Roar. If you want to see Nuke catching a pass with completely one hand at Texans camp, just go check out that RT. You might enjoy that on your lunch break. But we'll start with some Louisville news, Kwok. Our favorite program, the Louisville Cardinals. Did you see, which I know you did see this, our friend Chris Williams.
Our friend.
Louisville defensive lineman.
Not the Clemson catcher.
No. Louisville defensive lineman.
Uh-huh.
Was released from the team, from the Louisville football program, yesterday. And we reported on it. We thought, seems odd. And all it said was violation of team rules, right?
What rule do you have to violate to get kicked out of the place where they let anybody in who broke rules other places?
Well, I'll let you know.
Okay.
Chris Williams was charged with a felony for stealing money from his teammates' bank accounts.
Oh, now, see, that's dirty.
What?
Stealing money in itself is wrong, okay? Wrong.
Kids.
Stealing money from your teammates is also wrong, but stealing petty cash out of their pockets is one thing. Stealing from their bank accounts, that requires legitimate foresight.
Yes.
That requires legitimate planning. That is a whole nother level right there.
Listen to how he did this. This is unbelievable. Chris Williams, Louisville defensive lineman, stealing money from his teammates. The three victims were teammates Robbie Bell, Tobias Little, and Caleb Tillman. Williams is accused of tricking them into giving him their bank account information and taking $2,300 from them, according to the arrest citation. The incident occurred on April 27th. He was arrested on June 23rd. What?
Now, does it say $2,300 in total or from each of them?
It says taking $2,300 from them. That's all it says. I'm assuming that's a total. I would think that's a total, but I'm not quite sure. He was dismissed for violating team rules, Petrino said, though he did not clarify when he said that on Monday was the statement. So he's scheduled to be arraigned on August 4th. I mean, this is going to go through the judicial system, but this is terrible. So now we know the answer. What does it take to get kicked out of Louisville? The answer is stealing money from your teammates' bank accounts. That'll get you kicked out.
Texter says that guy's penalty should be that he has to stay on the team.
Oh.
You know those three teammates would take shots.
Him. They would, yeah. That'd be bad.
Oh, yeah.
That would be bad.
They should like, take the money out of his bank account and, like, let them go in one of those, like, boxes of money. Like, you go in and however much you can, like, pocket in 60 seconds you get to take out. They should do that with all the money in his account. I'm a big fan of
strange
punishments. I'm a big fan of what do you call alternative punishments or whatever. Like, let's not crowd the jails, but let's get creative here. I'm good with that. Just let them clean that guy out and then walk away holding his cash.
Or maybe, you know, in practice, every time Lamar Jackson scores a touchdown, he's out $100. He'd be broke by the end of Louisville's fall camp.
That's a good headline.
Yeah.
I like it.
It'd be fun.
What are they going to do on the defensive line? They already lost a bunch.
Right. This is a big loss for them. I mean, he wasn't going to be a star, but he was going to provide depth.
He made some plays last year.
Yeah. I mean, come on, Louisville. This is not good news for Petrino, and also kind of fuels the narrative that Louisville is basically just as far as Lamar Jackson takes them, has nothing else to really hang their hat on.
That's true. But it's basically Clemson circa 2000 with Woody Dantzler.
With Woody Dantzler.
That's what it is.
There you go. Bring Woody back into the conversation. All right, our second headline today in Hump Day Headlines is a golf headline, Kwok. I know you're a fan of Sergio Garcia.
I am.
We all
like
Sergio.
Not as much as you, because he won you a bet.
Well, I win a lot of bets lately.
Ridiculous.
In golf.
That was an outrage.
I'm kind of undefeated on
Mercy.
The show. Anyway, Sergio, a friend of the show, he won the Masters. We all know this. And he recently got married. Okay, he got married, I believe it was over the weekend, at his wedding reception, Kwok. Go to his Twitter account, at the Sergio Garcia. You can see this picture. At his wedding reception, he is wearing the green jacket.
Are you kidding me?
At his wedding reception.
That's kind of
yes.
cool. I'll be honest.
That's
kind of legit.
It looks great. He has on the green jacket, green tie, and some green shoes that all match with his black pants. I think he wore a traditional coat and tie for the ceremony, but at the reception, he whipped out the green jacket. And it looks good. It looks great. I think that's fun because it took him so long to win that, you know, to win a major in general. And win the Masters is the ultimate prize in golf. And looks like his wife was fine with it. I think that's pretty cool.
I'm good with it. And you know what? If you're marrying a woman that lets you wear your green jacket at the wedding reception, then you chose wisely.
That's right.
Well done, Sergio.
It's a great picture. Go look on his Twitter, at the Sergio Garcia. You can check it out. Final Hump Day headline for this Wednesday to help you get through the middle of the week. We have, Kwok, you're not going to like this, but
no.
We're looking a little ahead. All
okay.
Right? We have a 2018 NFL mock draft.
So we're just skipping steps. We're skipping right to like 9 months from now when they have the draft.
But I did want to point out two things about it. So it's on CBSSports.com. It's a good little mock draft here. In the top 26, all right, I know that's an arbitrary number. We could just say the first round. In the first round of this mock draft, three Clemson players. In the first round of this 2018 mock draft, I have a feeling you can guess the three. You want to take a shot?
I cheated on the list.
You've seen it.
I would have said Wilkins and Hyatt and Kane would be the three. That would have been my three.
Now, Cleveland Farrell is not on this list. You would think if he puts together a good year, he could sneak on into the top 32, into the first round. It's possible.
I'm changing my tune on Kane a little bit because of some things that I've heard about his maturation. Like, I actually think he's gonna have a great year.
Mm.
And I wasn't sure that he wasn't going to have a great year. I just, you know, I kind of did that thing where if you don't know whether you can trust a guy or not, you'd like to trust the guys you can trust. So you'd rather trust the guys you can trust than not trust guys you don't know if you can trust. So with Kane, I always kind of had that reservation. Now it feels like he's one of the leaders on the offense. It could be bad. I don't know, but it feels like a good thing for his development and not necessarily that they have to go to somebody who's got issues to be one of their leaders. It seems like he's grown up quite a bit. And from that standpoint, I'm thinking Kane is going to be a first rounder. So I've come around to basically everybody else's way of thinking on that. I still think Cleveland Farrell is about to have 12 sacks and be a first round talent. Yeah. So I'm guessing four guys in the first round now.
Which would be crazy.
That would be nuts.
They have Deion Kane going 26th overall to the Buffalo Bills, which is kind of odd because the Bills did draft Zay Jones in the second round this year, another wide receiver. So, I mean, they already have Sammy Watkins. I mean, maybe they're thinking Watkins won't be there in 2018. He might move on. I don't know. But they have Deion Kane going 26th to the Bills. And then the next Clemson guy they have is Mitch Hyatt going 17th to the New York Giants, which I know Zach Gore would be pumped about that. Still waiting on my Cowboys to draft a Clemson player. It might never, ever happen.
Woody Dancer was a Cowboy. Returned a kick for a touchdown as a member of the Cowboys.
I'm talking like
fun fact.
Now.
You were like four.
Yeah.
Or something.
But they have Mitch Hyatt going 17th. I think he could go higher, but pretty sure he'll be in the first round. We're pretty sure about that one. That's a safe bet. And then the highest Tiger they have on this list is Christian Wilkins, and he is projected to go 9th to the Lions in this draft.
The Christian Wilkins, I think, is great, especially if there's a team that sees him maybe as a 4-3 end, he'll go high in a draft. With Hyatt, there's some talk that, well, maybe, you know, he doesn't fill out as a tackle. Well, we've seen from the way the Cowboys and teams like, I heard Wall talking about some of this a little bit earlier, like the Raiders have built their lines. You know, it's not the worst thing in the world to have good guards. So if you just got a guy that can play, if he doesn't have the reach, if he doesn't have the athletic ability that you're looking for in a tackle, just move him to guard. Just draft the best offensive lineman out there and move him to guard. That's not going to weaken your line like we used to think that if you didn't have a left tackle, you have no line because you can't protect the quarterback. Well, now, because of the way offense is, it's kind of spread value. Left tackle is still very important, but it's spread value out more evenly throughout the line. And so from that standpoint, I think you can certainly make a case that Hyatt, even though he may not be a prototypical left tackle, that he still has quite a bit of ability and can impact the line in the interior.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm thinking, you know, in the teens or maybe a little bit higher if he has a great year and nobody knows his name because he's never getting called for penalties or giving up sacks.
Which is a good thing.
Exactly. That he could get drafted higher than that and people could overlook that and say, you know what, if this guy's an all-pro guard, that's still kind of a big deal. So we're going to do that.
Last thing about this mock draft, and we will definitely revisit this discussion throughout the year and monitor these guys, but six quarterbacks in the top 20, only two are top five picks. I mean, there's only five possible picks, and there's two of them. You have Sam Darnold, number one, projected, and Josh Rosen, number three, projected. Still think that's pretty high for Josh Rosen, in my opinion. But tons of quarterbacks in this draft. I mean, Josh Allen from Wyoming, obviously. Luke Falk, Washington State. The list goes on and on. So we will hit on that throughout the year. Mason Rudolph, he's projected to be a first rounder, could really increase his stock this year. And then, of course, Lamar Jackson. So we'll revisit that, monitor the quarterbacks. I think you are going to have a lot of quarterbacks drafted in this 2018 NFL draft. It's a big year for the QB.
Absolutely.
That's your Hump Day headlines for today.
Thank you, Kelly. That was very nice. Very good segment. Really enjoyed that.
It was nice. It was a nice segment.
A nice segment. Good little segment right there. Nah, that's a little disrespectful. Elite segment.
Elite
segment. When we come back, let's talk ACC when we return. We got about an hour until Andrew Whitman joins us talking mental toughness and leadership. We'll do that in hour three today. Stay with us. More to come Out of Bounds as hour two continues in a moment.
A need to travel? Edwards Auto Sales in Walhalla has the area's best prices on new Ford trucks, cars, and SUVs. In business for over 50 years, shop Edwards Auto Sales for all your automotive needs.
Hey, y'all. Caleb here from Local Q. Did you know we offer amazing monthly specials in addition to some of the best barbecue in Greenville? Every month, our chefs collaborate to create four unique menu items, including an entree, sandwich, and dessert. More of a traditionalist? Come in and try our house smoked wings with one of our 5 bold barbecue sauces. So if you're hungry as a hippo, join us at 30 Orchard Park Drive, Suite 7. Or check out our menu at www.localq.com. Remember, Local Q is 21 and up at all times, so don't forget your valid ID.
Life insurance. You know you need it, but do you have enough? 85% of U.S. consumers agree they need it, but only 44% of United States households have individual life insurance, an all-time low. When asked why they didn't have life insurance, many said, "Nobody asked me about it." Well, make no mistake, I'm asking you today. Maybe it's because the process can be difficult. Maybe it's because the process can be frustrating. But as an independent insurance broker, we have all the best plans and rates. Life insurance is not for the people who die. It's for the people who live. Life insurance helps us protect what matters most, our family. Call us today to get a free quote, 467-8738. I'm Guy, the insurance guy, and what we do is simple. We make life insurance easier.
Using the Groupon app, you can save up to $100 a week on what you do every day, like haircuts. Because even if you don't need a haircut, you're eventually going to need a haircut. Unless you're bald, in which case Groupon can save you a lot of money on skincare. The point is, using Groupon can save you up to $100 a week. Getting a massage? Check Groupon. Mani-pedi? Check Groupon. Looking for nearby yoga classes? Use the top-rated Groupon app to save up to $100 a week on what you do every day. Download the app and save. Groupon.
When playing football for Coach Sweeney, I learned the value of hard work and doing things the right way. My name is John Wright Jr., and now that I'm in the field of commercial real estate, I have the opportunity to apply those principles in my daily business. If you're in the market for buying, selling, or leasing property from office or retail to industrial or land, then let me know at McCoyWright.com. That's McCoyWright.com, where we will do our best to ensure your success. And remember, if it's not McCoy Wright, it's not right.
With summer here, shouldn't you look as hot as a burger on the grill? If you want to look and feel as hot as noon on a summer day in the South, call Urban Nirvana. With the best stylists around, you'll get the kind of pampering you deserve. And the day spa will have you feeling as cool as a cucumber. And being able to buy a gift certificate online is better than a splash in the pool. Log on to UrbanNirvana.com, buy your gift certificate, and print it right from your own computer. Urban Nirvana, Magpie Station in downtown Greenville.
If you dream of owning your own business but are overwhelmed at where to start or what to do, call JanPro. Whether it's extra income or starting a new career, JanPro will guide you, train you, support you the whole way. Just listen.
We made a very small investment into the business, but yet they took the time to train us and to teach us, you know, how to do what we were supposed to do and everything. And not only to train us, but they follow up with us.
Call 485-3053 or online at jan-prowc.com.
Out of Bounds is on the air.
Oh. Yeah, yes.
Yeah, yes.
105.5 The Roar. Now back to Kwok and Kelly.
Lay where you're laying. Don't make a sound. I know they're watching. They're watching. All the commotion. They kill our faith. Have people talking.
Hour two continues. Out of Bounds, William Gwagamich, Kelly Gramlich. You know what? I did this last night. It's one of my favorite things. You know, and I had there was definitely a snarky tweet that happened because of this. Oh, 1-20 baseball game is exciting. That's great. Well, yeah, it's kind of like an NFL Sunday where the games suck and nobody says, oh, only one game was bad today. Oh, one game was good. That's great. Yeah, there was one good game last night, and it happened to be nationally televised. And it was the game of the year. Game of the year. Boston and Cleveland. You had Chris Sale and Carlos Carrasco on the mound. Two Cy Young caliber pitchers who got destroyed. Cleveland was up 5-0. Boston came back, tied it. They went back and forth. Did you see the catch that Austin Jackson made?
I actually did see the catch.
I watched it live and just yelled.
He just flipped right over that fence.
Yes. He grabbed himself and still hung on to the ball. They had the camera angle from in the bullpen where you can actually see that the ball doesn't drop out. They were a little skeptical of that. One of the best catches you'll ever see. They had Francisco, definitely the catch of the year so far in baseball. They have Francisco Lindor mic'd up, and he was just yelling. He was just like, ah, woo, ah, for like a whole straight minute, just yelling out at the outfield at Austin Jackson. So then you get two of the best closers in the game, Craig Kimbrell, heard of him. Cody Allen, heard of him. Okay. Both blow saves. The Red Sox, and on an 0-2 pitch, Kimbrell gives up a bomb opposite field to Francisco Lindor. And then the Indians end up taking a lead on a wild pitch. Christian Vasquez let one get by. So the Indians take the lead. They're up 10-9 going to the bottom of the ninth. And Christian Vasquez, who let the ball get by, well, Kimbrell's wild pitch was terrible. Vasquez, who let the ball get by, hits a walk-off three-run bomb on a 3-1 pitch after a wild pitch from Cody Allen. Two blown saves by elite closers, two horrible starts by two Cy Young caliber pitchers, and a wild, crazy game to feature the catch of the season. Best baseball. I don't think there's a better baseball game I'll watch this year. Excellent job. Generally speaking, I just have baseball on the background. In the background of whatever, whatever I'm doing. Last night it was in the foreground. It became the foreground very quickly into the game. And the game was long, and no one complained about the pace of play because there was action. It was action and drama, and no one complains about pace of play when there's action and drama. Texter says Mookie Betts made the same type of catch earlier in the year. No, he did not. I watched that catch. Betts' catch was not as good as Jackson's. Jackson, he jumped up where his thigh was even with the top of the wall, flipped over and caught himself as he was catching the ball.
Gravity hit him hard.
Yes, it did.
When he got over that fence. Gravity came in real hot.
And also, there's this. Mookie Betts was jumping into the Red Sox bullpen, so he's got some helpers. Austin Jackson ain't got no helpers.
Enemy bullpen.
Yeah. Jack, catch of the year, Austin Jackson. One guy tweeted last night, Jim Edmonds had 18 catches better than that. No. There's nobody that had 18 catches. They haven't 18 catches better than that in the history of baseball.
So you feel strongly that was the best catch of the year, do you?
Best catch of the year.
You seem a little passionate about it.
That was the catch of the year.
Okay, just checking.
Yeah. I tweeted last night, if you hate baseball, you would have loved that game because there was a lot going on. If you like good pitching and it stresses you out when like hitters get like start, you know, banging the ball around, then you didn't like last night's game.
Can I tell you that you tweeted something last night about the game and how great a game it was, the baseball game? And I wanted to respond. I was going to respond with a really sassy gif.
Yeah.
Basically someone falling asleep.
You know? Uh-huh.
But I refrained. And I think you should
be proud
of me.
I appreciate that. You know why? Because the game was not a sleeper game.
I know. And I know that I probably would have gotten some flack. And I'm really tired of Twitter and just what's been happening to me. So I decided, you know what, Kelly? Get away from the sass. Step away from the phone. Just let Kwok live with his baseball. And so I did.
What's been going on with Twitter?
No.
Do I know about this? I mean,
it's okay. Don't worry.
I didn't know.
No, just the tweet about Dabo and Nick Saban's careers. Remember?
Oh yeah.
And it just went a little yeah. But it's good. It's good. Most of the time, Twitter's awesome. Love Twitter. Love the people who tweeted us.
On Monday, we teased out this idea for a segment.
What day is it?
I don't. What day is today? I don't know. I don't know what day it is.
It's August. See, it's that month where you just don't know.
Back in July, we teased this out.
Back in the great month of July.
And now, in the lesser month of August,
yeah,
there's a lot of people that were upset with you about destroying August.
Real quick, I do have to apologize because I went home and, of course, got a text and thought, ooh, because grandma's birthday's in August. So I felt really bad. So I do love August for that reason because grandma's the best. But besides her birthday, not a fan.
The ACC is a... It is the reigning best league. Now, I don't love having these discussions because it's kind of subjective, but there seems to be a consensus that the ACC was the best league last year. Basically, by that, I mean I don't see any reasonable people making arguments for other leagues. Like, nobody reasonable was making an argument for the SEC when the season was over, or the Big Ten, or the Pac-12, or the Big 12. Have you seen any reasonable arguments made for any of those other leagues being the best last year?
Definitely not for any of the leagues with numbers after them.
Okay.
The Pac Big or the other Big, they don't get to be... I mean, there's no one making arguments for them.
Right.
I would say you still have your SEC guys. I mean, you're always going to have your SEC guys. who are making that argument. But like you said, the key word there was rational. And I think any rational person can at least admit that the ACC down the stretch and once the year ended was the best league. Now, will that continue into 2017? That is the real question.
That is the question, and that is what we're going to explore. And here's how we're going to do this. This is sort of rehashing things that we've already done at the ACC football kickoff, but if we can get an idea of the trajectory of the programs in the league, there, you know, we can sort of start to make some, you know, I'd said quantitative and qualitative. You can make some claims about the league as a whole. If certain teams at the top are going up still or they're stable, maybe there's not going to be that big of a drop. If there's a drop from teams at the top but the teams at the bottom are rising, what does that mean about the general trajectory of the league? Is it destined to fall like most people assume this season? I don't know. Well, that's sort of the point of the exercise. And then going through some of the other leagues, is this league destined to fall or is it destined to rise? We could talk about those things. And to what extent is it falling or rising? Is it a big jump? Is it a tiny one or a big fall or a tiny fall? What are we looking at here in the college football season? And it'll help us frame further discussions as we prepare for the college football kickoff show in 15 days.
That's a great point, because I would say there are a lot of people, especially in these specific regions where these leagues are, that think the Pac-12 is going to be vastly improved, that think the Big 12 is going to be vastly improved, that think the Big 10 is going to be vastly improved. When you look at Penn State, when you look at Ohio State returning pretty much everybody, even though obviously the 31-0 loss, when you look at the tandem of Oklahoma and Oklahoma State, plus everyone thinks Texas is going to be better, which I'm still not sold on that at all.
Boy, your thoughts on that? Your thoughts on Texas's back logic? Go.
No. We'll get to that later. But I mean, also there's the Southern Cal narrative with the Pac-12. You have Washington returning Jake Browning. Stanford should be better this year. So there's a lot. I mean, you could make a good case for pretty much every league that they think they'll be better this year. Even the SEC, with all the quarterbacks they're returning that have experience, I think you could say that league could be better. So can we make that argument for the ACC? That's the question.
654-ROAR, if you'd like to get in on the Northern Communication phone lines here, 654-7627. You want to call the show, 986-1566. The text line's open, 986-1566, at Qualk Talk, at Kelly Gramlich, at 105.5 The Roar. We encourage you to tweet the show in the back half of it. As we discuss this, as well as we also have Andrew Whitman coming on at 2:25 to join us. We can begin with Clemson. Clemson was at the top of the league last year, and I think it would behoove us to look at the top of the league first. Behoove, that's the biggest word I'll use today. It'd be nice if we used the top of the league, if we did the top of the league first, because that's where we're going to measure trajectory primarily. And then you do the bottom of the league as sort of supplemental, right?
Agree. When you say behoove, please do put your pinky in the air, though. Thank you.
It would behoove us.
Yes.
Right?
Also, when you're talking about Chapel Hill, you could say behoove a lot, too.
Oh, yes. Yes. It would be a distinct pleasure to analyze the data set that is the North Carolina football program.
When we get to the Tar Heels, though, that's one I'm very confident that we'll take a step backwards.
Oof. Plummet. Straight down.
So we'll get to that one. But with Clemson, the question, I mean, that you're posing here is, what will Clemson's trajectory look like? And if you're looking at where they were last season, at the end of the season, winning the national title, I don't see how you can make an argument that Clemson will do anything but at least take a few steps back. There's going to be some regression.
I'm going to say tiny step down, because if they were still in the 10-win stage of their program, they'd be stable. 10 wins, 9 wins, 11 wins, whatever it is. But when you're at a 14-win level, when you've played in back-to-back national champions, that's where you are right now. And when you're factoring in the entire league, you're factoring in Clemson at that level. So if I'm factoring in the ACC and I don't think Clemson's going to be at that level, they're going to be at the level below, that's a small drop. I think that's fair to say. The next team is Louisville. The next team in sort of the hierarchy of how the ACC finished last year. Louisville at 9-4. Yeah, I think maybe you're a little more bearish on Louisville. You're kind of selling Louisville this year more so than I am, right? I mean, you assume they're going to drop a little bit.
I think so. I mean, 9-4, that's what they were last year. Can they win 9 games again? Yes, they can win 9 games.
Yeah.
I think they could even win 10 games. I think 9 in the regular
season.
Whoa. And 10 with a bowl. That's the issue, is their schedule is so easy. It's a cakewalk.
Oh, man, it's the worst.
And, I mean, yes, with what they've lost in terms of Quick and Hikatini and off, weapons on offense, they did lose a lot of defensive playmakers. They return a good bit of talent, but they return Lamar Jackson. And I think he will account for a good amount of wins. I just don't know which Lamar Jackson I'm going to see. Am I going to see first half Lamar Jackson? You know, Syracuse Lamar Jackson, Clemson Lamar Jackson, or am I going to see Virginia Lamar Jackson or Kentucky Lamar Jackson? I don't know. So that's my issue. I think Louisville will pretty much stay the same.
I'm going stable there too, and here's my reasoning for that. If you win by 50 or you win by 5, a win's a win. They won a lot of games by 50 that they might win by 5 this year if they get worse, but they're still going to count as wins. So we're not going to view them as much worse, even if their output and their margin of victory goes significantly down. So I'm even going to account for maybe they give up more points this year. Maybe the offense doesn't score 70 on everybody like they did last September. Maybe there is a bit of a step back, but it's not going to mean a step back in the win and loss column. It's just going to be closer games.
I see your point. I will say, though, that especially last year, Louisville had a problem winning close games.
They did.
They couldn't win
true.
Close games. They had 2 wins last year that they won by 10 points or less, and only 1 win by a touchdown or less. The rest of those close games, they lost, and the other wins were blowouts. I mean, of course, blowing out Florida State is still impressive, don't get me wrong, but they beat Virginia by a touchdown, and they beat Duke by 10 points, but they also lost to Kentucky by a field goal. They lost to Clemson by 6 points. Those were 2 close games that they fell. So I don't know if they can win the close games. That remains to be seen.
They only went 1-2 last year in single-digit games. That's remarkable. I did not know that was the case with Louisville. I mean, you play 13 games and 10 of them are decided by double figures. That's kind of a boring season,
right,
to be honest.
So they know how to blow out teams, and they know how to get blown out.
Yeah.
But do they know how to win close games? I'm not sure.
Let's do one more before we get to our next break. The next team, I would say, is Virginia Tech in the Coastal. In terms of trajectory, Virginia Tech lost a ton on offense, and that's off of a team that ended up 10-4 last year and was, I mean, they earned it. They earned first place in the Coastal Division. They won at Pittsburgh by 3. They won at North Carolina by 31. I mean, those were the 2 games that you really had to win a year ago.
They beat Miami by 20.
Beat Miami by a ton. That was one of their statement wins there. And then they lost by a touchdown in the ACC championship game. But this is a team that was a 9-3 type team. Are they going to go 9-3 this year, do you think? Are they going to be that type of team, Kelly?
I don't believe in Virginia Tech right now. Do I believe in Fuente? Yes. Do I believe in him being able to sustain 10 wins in his second year when he's still getting his guys in and he lost a lot in Jared Evans and Bucky Hodges? I just don't know if he can sustain that for year 2. I think it's an inevitable drop for Virginia Tech is going to happen this year. 9 wins is a lot. 10 wins is a lot. I think 8 wins is very attainable for Virginia Tech. 8 wins would be a fine year in year 2. Let Fuente further establish his system. But when you lose Jared Evans, I just don't know if you can get back to that 10-win mark. So I'm going to say a little bit of a drop.
So we've got 2 little bit of a drops and 1 stable for the top 3 teams in the ACC. Not looking great so far.
Well, we still got to talk about the Noles.
Yes, we do. Florida State, when we come back, plus some other teams in the ACC. 654-ROY if you'd like to get in. This hour brought to you by Locomart in Clemson. Go by and see them. 480 Old Greenville Highway is the street address. You can't miss it. It's right off the interstate off Highway 123 on Highway 93 across from Bojangles. Go by and see them. They're right near campus, student-friendly. They recently got a huge facelift when the new management came in, so it's a beautiful facility. We love that Marathon gas. You throw it in your vehicle, and it is amazing. It'll make your car roar like a tiger, purr like a little tiger cub, a little half cub, whatever it is that you want to do, right? Didn't that warm your heart, that my car purrs like a tiger cub? They've got a super friendly staff, huge selection of food and drinks, craft beers available there, and are open late for you crazy kids. Go by and see them at Locomart. Marathon Fuel and the American Spirit at Locomart.
Let me hit you with this stat before we go to break. We said
yes.
Louisville 1-2 in games decided by single digits. Last year, Clemson 7-1. That's the thing with Louisville. I just don't believe that they can get over that hump and win the close games like Clemson has proven they can.
It's a very good point. It's a very good point. Florida State in close games. I want to talk about them in close games last year. They've got an interesting resume there. We'll do that when Hour 2 continues in a moment.
The excitement is building for the 2017 football season, and we're ready to hit the field with our annual Blue Ridge Security Priority One College Football Kickoff Show, August 17th at Twin Peaks. The show will be broadcast live from 5 until 8 with every host, breaking down the analysis for the upcoming season for every conference, national championship picture, Heisman, and more. Everything you need to know. Brought to you by Twin Peaks, Urban Nirvana, Engineered Sleep, and Tint Solutions. The Blue Ridge Security Priority One College Football Kickoff Show, August 17th.
Join Walt Deptula's Road Rage at Twin Peaks this Thursday for some awesome food, drinks, and of course the scenic views. Get sports delivered to you like only Walt can do. And enjoy the cold beer and the HD TVs live this Thursday at Twin Peaks on Woodruff Road.
Auto window tinting can make a big difference in your vehicle's value and its comfort. If it's not done right, it can be a nightmare. Garrett Wilson and his team at Tint Solutions and Easily provide unsurpassed precision artistry in window tinting with a 100% lifetime guarantee. Tint Solutions and Easily offers premium window tint films and the largest selection in the upstate. Ask about free upgrades when you mention 105.5 The Roar. Tint Solutions Easily, 630-3164.
When you've been in business almost 100 years, you've been doing something right. Since 1917, the key to Harbin Lumber's success has rested on its hardworking employees, people just like you, providing top lumber, building supplies, and contract services. You can be confident in customer service and support you can trust for your project, whether construction or large remodeling jobs. Call 353-5053. Find us on Facebook or online at harbinlumber.com.
What business doesn't like to save a little money where they can? Crute LED has partnered with Duke Power to do just that. Whether you need LED tube lights, $4 after rebate, LED high bay fixture, $79 after rebate, parking pole light, $99 after rebate, or 6-inch down lights, $4 after rebate, Crute LED will pass on Duke Power rebate upfront to you with a verification of your business Duke Power bill. Visit online at CruteLED.com or visit their office at 109 Interstate Boulevard in Anderson, South Carolina. Call now at 864-401-8506 or email sales@CruteLED.com.
No matter where you're going, you'll see hundreds of convenience stores along your route. What sets Locomart in Clemson apart? Quality gasoline at awesome prices? Yes. Rewards to help you save even more money? Yes. But you'll also find a huge craft beer selection at Locomart that you wouldn't find at a normal convenience store. There's only one stop you need to make. Locomart on Old Greenville Highway and Highway 123. Proudly locally owned and operated. Marathon. Fueling the American spirit.
Retirement Funding Advisors is a fee-only investment advisory firm with a focus on qualified retirement plans. With the new fiduciary regulations effective, it's very important that business owners are aware of their fiduciary obligations. Many advisors don't understand all the aspects that make a retirement plan successful. Having worked with retirement plans for over 30 years, Rick and Carson Vaughn have the knowledge and experience needed to make sure you have a successful 401k plan. Call Carson today at 430-8544.
When you're hiring for a growing business, you don't need lots of candidates. You need the right candidates. You need Indeed.com. With an algorithm that positions your job post where quality candidates are and screener questions that help you zero in on the best talent. Indeed.com, the site proven through an independent study to deliver 5 times more hires than any other. New users claim your $50 credit for a sponsored job at Indeed.com/credit. Indeed, the world's number one job site. Terms, conditions, and quality standards apply.
Human Technologies Incorporated can save your company time and money. How? They'll create a custom solution for your company's need. Organizational? Yes. Manufacturing? Absolutely. Employment? You bet. They can help you find new team members or launch and manage a startup. They'll help train and build your team. Human Technologies Incorporated is ready to hit the ground running for you. Let HTI bring the solutions to your problems. Visit any of our upstate offices in Seneca, Malden, Anderson, and Spartanburg, or log on to htijobs.com.
Hey, Tiger fans, don't miss your chance to see the defending national champions in Death Valley this year. Clemson Tiger football single game tickets for select games are now available for purchase on ClemsonTigers.com. Be sure and reserve your tickets today as availability is limited. The 2017 season features another great home schedule, and this is your chance to be part of the action. Log on to ClemsonTigers.com to purchase your tickets, and we'll see you in Memorial Stadium.
Out of
Bounds is on the air.
You represent the government of juvenile delinquents.
105.5 The Roar. Now back to Kwok and Kelly.
I knew my rent was going to be late about a week ago. I worked my ass off, but I still can't pay it though. But I got just enough to get off in this club and have me a good time before my time is up. Hey, let's get it now.
Two continues, Out of Bounds, William Quagamus, Kelly Gramlich. How about two Ole Miss players arrested for shoplifting? I don't know where I got this from. It's been sitting in my web browser for a couple hours now.
That is shocking news.
I am surprised by these developments.
Do you know what I see that as? You know how sometimes, oh, this is going to sound so insensitive. I don't even know if I can say this.
Oh, no.
When parents might be having some marital struggles, uh-huh, and the kids act out.
So that's what's happening?
That's what this is.
This is cornerback Ken Webster, who was a starter. He missed all last season with an injury. And linebacker Dietrich Bing Dukes, who had 41 tackles last year.
What a name.
Bing Dukes.
Is that hyphenated?
Shoplifting. It is okay. Hyphenated. Yeah, two separate names there.
No relation to Chandler Bing.
No. And we still don't know what his job is. Transponster! I can't do it. That's not even a word! That legitimately sounds like a clip. I think it every time. That sounds like a clip from like the Mary Tyler Moore Show or I Love Lucy. That does not sound like a clip from the 90s.
What were we joking about with that voice yesterday during the break?
Oh, yeah. Oh, goodness gracious. I burned the roast. That's what it is. That's what it is.
The quote roast was always for dinner in 1950s television.
You said the meatloaf.
The roast. Oh!
I forgot the meatloaf. that's so true.
What exactly is so a true quote roast? It's just very unspecific.
It is unspecific. Have you not had a roast?
I mean, like I'm sure I've had a roast, but it is beef. Oh, roast beef.
Yeah, like roast beef. Yeah, that's what that
but
is.
But that's
I mean, you can do like
meat.
Pork roast or whatever. No. This is like cooked.
Okay.
Roast beef.
Obviously, I'm very familiar with the kitchen.
You're definitely learned when it comes to the kitchen. Definitely at a high caliber.
I'm working on it, okay?
Look, I got nothing. I got nothing
I can
for you. I
know my
anything
way around a crock pot.
I got nothing. I'm good at bacon and eggs.
Yeah. Well, you can make a mean ham sandwich.
My ham sandwich is classic.
And by that I mean bread, ham, classic bread. The end.
Hamburgers, making ham, like, put together hamburgers.
You love bacon so much. You come in here some days and you go, oh, just ate a whole pack of bacon.
That, yes. Sometimes you just got to eat a pack of bacon. Sometimes that's a
whole
meal.
Pack.
Sometimes that's a meal. Now,
have you ever looked at the calorie count on a whole pack of bacon?
I've cut back. That's been a long time ago I said that in here. Normally I eat like half a pack, like six slices of bacon.
That was before you started transforming your figure.
A whole pack of bacon. Right. That's right.
With the help of Complete Nutrition.
That true story. Where Ben and Brad were today.
Mm-hmm.
By the way, you can see them at Local Q on Friday and the Butcher's Block tomorrow in Anderson. They just going. They're moving and shaking, going places. We've done three ACC teams, two at least down a tick. Clemson and Virginia Tech and one stable program in Louisville. The next one up is Florida State. Florida State finished 5-3 last year. It was just, they were the best 5-3. There were four 5-3 teams. They were the best one. Florida State is winning 10 games this year, are they not? Is that, like, I'm not in the camp that has put Florida State in the playoff yet.
Me neither, and, I mean, I think the schedule's pretty difficult. I think it's pretty daunting. Assuming, now, some Seminole fans might not like this assumption, but assuming they lose to Bama week one, which I think we'll know more, you know, as we get into late August, but right now I'm going to say Bama's winning that game. So you have a loss there, and then I think you split Louisville and Clemson. I mean, there's another loss there for Florida State. And then the way that they've performed lately, they can't seem to avoid that third loss. And so that's my question is, can they avoid the third loss, finish 10-2, maybe win the ACC, you know, obviously have a bowl win in there, win more than 10 games, but they do have to avoid a third loss. That's my thing with Florida State.
Their concerns are on the offensive side of the ball, with the offensive line and the skill players. but they also have DeAndre Francois. It's kind of like Louisville with Lamar Jackson, a little bit, where the concerns that we have are, well, yeah, their receivers aren't great, and we don't know about the running back situation. Their line's not great, but, and then you say the quarterback's name like we did with Louisville. So we give the quarterback the benefit of the doubt for the whole offense. On defense, they return everybody, and that doesn't include Derwin James, who is a nightmare for anybody that they play. Florida State, to me, is going to be considered a tick better than they were last year. Last year, they were in that group, especially after they got pummeled by Louisville and then lost to North Carolina. They were 3-2. So, like, when they played Clemson, they were, you know, they were top 20, top 15 maybe, but they weren't national contender. I think they were, if they hadn't lost to North Carolina, they'd be a one-loss title contender. Once they lose to Alabama, and I think, as of right now, I think I'm picking that.
Yeah.
They're not going to be threatened by anybody. They play Miami at home. They're not going to be threatened by anybody here, I don't think, until they play Louisville at home. They're going to win that one. And they're not going to be threatened really. They shouldn't be threatened really until November 11th when they play at Clemson.
I don't love just chalking that Miami game up to a win for Florida State.
Miami is going on the road to face that Florida State defense with whoever at quarterback.
Let me ask you this, though. We agree Florida State might stay the same, or at least you might give them an uptick, right?
In terms of the category.
Are you definitely giving Miami an uptick?
We'll get there.
Okay.
I think so, but I haven't made my mind up yet about Miami.
If you made me pick right now, I would say Florida State beats Miami at home, but I don't think it is a surefire win by any means.
I wouldn't say like guaranteed win.
Remember how close that game was last year too. I mean, I know it was in Miami, but
and it was Brad Kaya was a quarterback. I mean, Miami lost a good bit of like the reason that they kept that close. Should have won the game. I thought they were the better team. Should have won the game. So Florida State with a little bit of an uptick, that works in the ACC's favor, and they may need to win 10 or 11 games to help carry the flag. Because let's face it, if no ACC teams are contending for the playoff when November starts, if Clemson loses a couple times and Florida State loses a couple times, Louisville loses a couple times, and nobody from the Coastal really steps up, that's going to be a problem for the league. You're going to have a hard time convincing people that last year wasn't a mirage.
In that vein, okay, along those lines, in terms of the ACC's rep, okay, their reputation for this season, which team's performance is most important for the ACC's reputation in 2017?
I think Florida State's performance.
I think it's Florida State as well.
Florida,
I agree.
There's more expected of Florida State, and I think most people realistically just believe that Florida State's going to be better than, at least in terms of the ability to achieve, not necessarily head-to-head, but an ability to achieve better than Clemson and Louisville and Virginia Tech this year.
And I'll say this too. I think a lot of people are on the same page if I say Clemson and Florida State are the two big dogs in the ACC. Derwin James said that exact quote to us. I mean, that's how people feel. And putting the orange-colored glasses on for a second here, we've done our part, okay? The past 2 years, Clemson did its part. Clemson carried this league. There was a lot of other good teams in the league, but Clemson did what it needed to do. Florida State, can you help us out a little bit? Can you contend, please?
That's an interesting way of looking at it, because Clemson's not ceding that ground, but sort of from an outside looking in perspective, you're like, all right, Clemson has done what they need to do for 2 years. Now Clemson's probably going to take a step back. Who's going to step up? It better be you guys.
We might have, I mean, Clemson might have a little bit of a rebuilding year. We all concede that. And that's natural with turnover with players.
Right.
Florida State, it's your turn.
We got about a minute left in this segment. Seminole Ted is up with us next on the Northern Communication phone lines. Hey, Ted, what's going on?
Hey, thanks for taking my call.
Sure.
Yeah, I have Florida State going 11-1. I think they win week one against Alabama. They always play good week one, and it is definitely going to springboard both programs. But I think that Florida State gets the edge on there. I have them taking their loss week 11, or again, November 11th against Clemson. I think that playing at home late in the season, Clemson should have its feet under them. You know, they'll know who their quarterback is. It's hard to go to Death Valley and take a win out. So I do have them losing that game. I have them going 11-1. But, you know, it depends, too, on what Clemson does is how that shapes up for the rest of the season. Just my thought. You know, I've picked their schedule apart, picked it apart. I think that Louisville we're going to win. I think we're going to beat Bama. And to me, those are the three big games that we have to face. Miami, it's too early in the season. We're going to walk all over them and make it six in a row. That's all I got, and I'll take your comments off the air.
Thanks very much, Ted. We appreciate it. More on Florida State and the rest of the ACC in Hour 3. This Hour 2, is brought to you by Harrys.com. You're packing to go on vacation. I'm going out of town this weekend. Take a couple days. Go up to visit the fam in, up in Indy. And I'm taking Harry's with me. Harry's going to be in tow. And the reason why is because I can't take an inferior shave with me on the road. It's just not the way you do things. I don't want to worry about my shave anymore. When I'm going out in public, when I'm having meetings, or if I'm just chilling, if I'm relaxing. And there's family up there that I don't get to see. I see them once or twice a year. You got to look nice. You got to really look nice for those people and impress them more than you would people you see every day. So you got to be really, really good. You got to take the best of your Harry's products up there with you. Get that starter set from Harry's. A free trial set includes an ergonomic handle, 5 precision engineered blades, lubricating strip trimmer blade, rich lathering shave gel, travel blade cover. Get it at harrys.com/OOB5 right now. They're giving you their set for free. Just cover the shipping cost. It's a few dollars. The handle, the blade, the shave gel, the travel blade covered. Harrys.com/OOB5. Don't wait. Get started with Harry's today.
The WCCP Studios. Powered by Blue Ridge Security. Clemson, Greenville. The flagship station for Clemson Athletics. 105.5. The Roar.
If you are in need of eye care and would like a more personal experience, consider Westminster Vision. We are locally owned and staffed with 3 convenient locations to serve you in Clemson, Pendleton, and of course, Westminster. We offer a large selection of eyewear and all types of medical care, even on Saturdays. So for quick, reasonable service you can trust, call us for an appointment at 646-3535.
No matter where you're going, you'll see hundreds of convenience stores along your route. What sets Locomart in Clemson apart?